Ladies and gentlemen, and Mr. Chairman, thank you very much for giving me a chance to present a paper on pin-buried PIN photodiode type solar cell. This paper reviews the origin of the pin-buried photodiode and its historical development efforts. Three original Japanese patent applications filed by Hagiwara at Sony in 1975 are explained in details, which defined the first triple junction type pinned buried photodiode with the in-pixel vertical overflow drain VOD function with the electrical shutter capability. The most important feature of pinned buried photodiode is the shortwave blue light sensitivity. Sunlight has a great amount of shortwave blue light energy. Pinned buried photodiode type solar cell is similar to a very efficient raindrops collecting system of a mountain hill and valley with a storage dam, while the simple N plus P single junction type conventional solar cell is like collecting raindrops at the open sea where most of the raindrops are wasted. In this paper, three types of photosensor structures are explained in details. Figure 1 shows the single junction type PIN photodiode type solar cell invented by Junichi Nishizawa. Figure 2 shows the double junction type pinned buried photodiode type solar cell proposed by Yoshiaki Hagiwara in 2020. Pinned buried photodiode, now widely used in image sensors, is a double or triple junction type photodiode with a buried charge collecting and storage region and with a pinned surface hole accumulation region with no surface electric field and with no surface dark current noise. Figure 3 shows pinned PIN photodiode type solar cell proposed by Hagiwara. The photosignal charge is transferred and drained from the buried charge storage region with no image lag feature and with a complete charge transfer capability, realizing a digital imaging snapshot camera and a fast action video camera with the electric shutter function capability, free from any film, media, and mechanical parts. Figure 9 shows spectral response of a pinned buried photodiode reported at SSDM 1978 held in Tokyo. Sony had no image lag problem by 1980. Figure 4 shows a conventional single junction type photodiode which has a surface floating potential region, which is flat with no electric field, where the generated hole and electron pairs in the vicinity of the semiconductor surface stay where they are, and eventually they all recombine with each other. So we expect very poor shortwave blue light sensitivity in this single junction type solar cell, which is widely used in low-cost solar cells. Hagiwara at Sony in 1975 applied three Japanese patents on double junction and triple junction type pinned buried photodiode. However, USP and other overseas patents were never applied, and the details of his 1975 inventions were never disclosed in the IEEE English-speaking community. The original patent claims and the original figures drawn in these three 1975 Japanese patent applications are now reproduced here and displayed for the first time in the IEEE English-speaking community. Fear 5 shows a reproduction of patent claim and fear in Japanese patent 127646 by Hagiura. It is a triple junction type pinned photodiode, as shown in Fear 7 in the patent application. This is also a reproduction of patent claim and fear in Japanese patent 127647, which is a double junction type pinned buried photodiode. This is also a reproduction of patent claim and figure in Japanese patent application 134985 by Hagiwara, which is the most important pinned photodiode patent with vertical overflow drain function. Table 1 summarizes historical photosensor development efforts. Type 1 is a single junction type photodiode with serious image lag. CCD type 2 photodiode has no image lag, but it has a serious surface dark current and very poor shortwave blue light sensitivity. Now, the double junction type pinned photodiode is widely used, which has no image lag problem, no surface dark current, and excellent shortwave blue light sensitivity. Figure 8 shows drift field transistor invented by Herbert Kromer in 1953, which has the base barrier electric field formed by the P plus P base doping engineering for high frequency operation. Hagiwara in 1975, in his three patents, used this P plus P doping engineering to enhance the shortwave blue light sensitivity in pinned buried photodiode. The shortwave blue light cannot penetrate more than 50 nanometer in depth into silicon crystal. However, this two-step double doping engineering can produce effective surface barrier electric field, which is about 3 micron extended into the silicon crystal, according to the numerical exact computation for the P plus P surface barrier potential for two-step double doping engineering method. In this way, we can achieve very high shortwave blue light sensitivity for this P plus P pinned photodiode. Junichi Nishizawa invented PIN diode, which is suited for high voltage power electronics, fast switches, and also photodetectors applications. Figure 11 shows pinned buried PNIP photodiode type solar cell, which has a receiving charge storage bucket of a heavily doped N plus region for the ohmic contact connecting to the output power line. Figure 3 shows cross-sectional view of two chip stacked back illuminated CMOS image sensor produced by Sony Corporation and the future 3D multi-chip CMOS image sensor structure using P plus P NP junction pinned buried photodiode proposed by Hagiwara in 1975. In summary, the most important feature of pinned buried photodiode is the shortwave blue light sensitivity. Pinned buried photodiode type solar cell is similar to a very efficient raindrops collecting system of mountain hill and valley with a storage dam While the simple N plus P single junction type conventional solar cell is like collecting raindrops at the open sea, where most of the raindrops are wasted. Now, conclusion. The original pinned buried photodiode was reviewed and its historical development efforts were discussed. As has been proposed in Hagiola in 1975, a clever doping engineering of the surface P plus P hole accumulation region can also create the surface barrier electric field to enhance drastically the shortwave blue light sensitivity. It is concluded that this surface P plus P doping engineering is a key to create pinned buried PIN photodiode solar cell with a better quantum efficiency. Now, acknowledgement. The author expresses sincere gratitude to many friends and fellow engineers in Sony who helped me to prepare this paper through many fruitful discussions. They are my dear friends and mentors in private and public life. Thank you very much for listening. And please feel free to write me to the email address shown below. And also, please visit my personal homepage, aiplab.com. Thank you very much.